The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, it's that time of the week where we talk about what's happening on Merseyside over the next 7 days. The full lowdown is on the guideliverpool.com. Morning, Jay Hines.
Good morning, mate. How are we?
Very good. How was your weekend? Anything going on in the Hind household?
I'm doing dry-ish January, so it's been a little bit boring.
That doesn't exist.
Oh, well, that's what I'm trying to do, because I know I've got a couple of big nights out coming, so I don't want to do full dry January.
Right.
And I've stopped smoking as well, so I'm like...
Oh, so it's a proper healthy month for you.
So it's a detox this month for me.
You've tried to do this before, haven't you?
I think I've done it. I think I've nailed it.
New technique?
Yeah, I've got this little spray. So you spray that in your mouth and you put a patch on. And I've been working with Smoke Free Liverpool.
Right.
And there's a video on the guideliverpool.com. Some great tips on there on how you can quit the ciggies. I've got to do it. This year is the year for me stopping smoking.
What is this thing you've got here? So it's like called, a little capsule.
It's like a little mist. So you just spray it in your mouth whenever you need a cigarette.
Does it give you a hit?
It does, yeah. It burns your mouth a little bit too, I won't lie. But it's so far so good, it's working.
That might be a better idea. Spray yourself with some sort of acid. Yeah. Oh, God, those ciggies.
I was going to put a nicotine patch over my mouth.
Right.
Just to stop it altogether, but I've gone for my arm on that one. But they work as well. So if you are thinking of stopping, seriously, it's not as hard as what people say, because I'm 10, 11 days in now and...
And you're feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel
you're not, not got irritable at all?
Do you know when I'm like swimming and running and stuff, now I feel like I can breathe properly, I can taste food properly. It's going good.
I seem to remember you gave up, didn't you, while you were producing Rossi?
Yes,
is that right,
yeah,
Rossi at breakfast? When you got very irritable?
When you're producing Rossi, it's impossible to give up smoking.
Right, okay, so if you're going to stop smoking this month and save some money, you perhaps want to use that money for some of these events we're going to talk about. Let's talk about Chinese New Year, first of all. When is it?
So we got plans now in place for Chinese New Year. It's always massive in Liverpool. This year, they're kind of stepping up the game. So it's the end of the month, 27th to the 29th of January. The actual day is 29th of January, but they've got a whole weekend full of celebrations. This year, something they've never done before. They're basically putting big projections, a big light display on the China Arch and on the Blackie and on the arch formerly known as the Scandinavian Hotel down in Chinatown. So for 3 nights, I think it's an hour long, they've got like a loop light projection and it tells the story of Jing Wei and the ocean, which is a famous kind of myth, folklore story from the Chinese community. The story tells about this girl who was an emperor's daughter who perished at sea and she transformed into a bird and endeavoured to fill the ocean with twigs and stones to prevent anyone else from meeting the same fate. So it's going to tell that story. But it looks really impressive. We've seen little kind of clips and teasers for this so far. It's going to be a spectacle. So check that out, 27th to 29th of Jan. And then on the Sunday, they've got a full day of celebrations, including that parade. It's the Year of the Rooster. So
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah. Year of the Rooster. But there's all sorts. They have a big Chinese market down in Chinatown where you can get souvenirs and obviously lots of great food and stuff. There's art installations, family workshops, tons to do all day long on Sunday, 29th of Jan.
Okay. Are you a rooster? People born in the Year of the Rooster are called roosters in China. Rooster years are generally dated by the Chinese lunar calendar. So without going in depth, you could be one of 12 Chinese signs, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could be a monkey, a dragon, a rat. No one wants to be a rat.
This is the year of the rooster. It's quite a celebration, though. It's great watching one of those Chinese celebrations.
We've got the oldest Chinese community in Europe, so it's huge. And obviously, there's so many people here that are from China, living in Liverpool. I've done for many, many years. So many great restaurants as well. The Sumai in Liverpool is the best, in my opinion. The Mimi's beautiful, isn't it? But go
don't
and check
start
it out.
Us on Chinese
weekend.
Restaurants.
Yeah.
I love that when people say we've got the oldest Chinese community. You just imagine like a 120-year-old Chinese man sat
Probably are. You never know.
Right, okay. Chinese New Year is going to be brilliant. Of course, when you get into January, loads of bars, restaurants, clubs, they're all offering deals because basically people are a bit short with the cash. They've spent it all over Christmas, haven't they?
Everyone's a bit tight in January, so the restaurants, the bars and the nightclubs, they do suffer a little bit and a lot of them scale back. But what they've done this year, they've kind of done this before, but more than ever, I think, a lot of restaurants are now inviting people in to dine at half price or just giving them good incentives to get out the house and kind of take that pressure off in terms of washing your dishes and everything and dine with them. So I've just picked out a few of them. Neighbourhood, which is a new venue on Castle Street. They've got 50% off all food, and the food in there is incredible. They do steak, sushi, lots of seafood. It's gorgeous. So that's 50% off your whole food bill at Neighbourhood. Marco Pierre White inside Hotel Indigo has also got 50% off when you dine. The Tavern on Smithdown Road, which is famous, world famous for its breakfast. They have queues outside the tavern down Smithdown Road.
Well, what are you getting a breakfast? Why, it's just a massive one, is it?
It's just really nice, basically. Yeah, your normal old
breakfast. Queues for breakfast.
Yeah, you do. But they do like the whole American breakfast thing and the pancakes. If you eat breakfast in there between 7 and 9am, so if you're up early, you'll get 50% off breakfast in January. Castle Street Townhouse have got a great one up, obviously, on Castle Street. £20 for two courses, and you get a full bottle of wine for two people as well. So that's a good deal, I think. And then Revolution de Cuba, which is in the Albert Dock, they've got 40% off all food. So check it out. We've got more online, tons of discounts and deals.
Me and Mrs. H went out last week and went to West Kirby, and we actually thought, no one will be eating out. It's the new year. Went on a Wednesday night and then turned up at this place, which we knew was half price. And of course, it was chocker.
It was rammed.
Couldn't get in there. Yeah,
that's the
couldn't
thing.
Get it.
Check before
beware.
You go and book them.
I'd book it, obviously. Yeah. History of the Cavern, right? Bit of a celebration going on.
Yeah, there's a big. Well, it's two nights at the Philharmonic Hall on Sunday and Monday of this week, or Monday next week. Basically, the Cavern celebrates being 60 years old this year. 16th of January 1957, it opened its doors 60 years ago. It is the most famous club in the world. There's a question for you. How many times did the Beatles play the Cavern between 1961 and 1963? I was gobsmacked when I seen this. February 1961.
Eight
to
times.
August 63. No.
29.
292 times.
Really?
292.
So they were like
times.
The resident band every
so
night.
They were regulars, but 290 over like 2-3 years. That's a lot of gigs, isn't it? So obviously that's why it became so famous, because that was just before the Beatles really, really did take off. It's a great club down on Matthew Street. It's a great
venue. Explain to me, when you go down Matthew Street and there's the Cavern entrance, but it's not the original Cavern entrance.
It's not the original
club. But there is a boarding with a bit of a picture up which says, this is the original entrance.
Yes.
Is the club the same club?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
So the club was actually two doors down from where that Cavern club is?
But how great that, you know, that I think it may be... You know, needed a lot of work doing to it. They moved location. Apparently, it does look the same. So, in terms of that performance area and all that, it is the same. And that place itself on Matthew Street, the new look, has still got a lot of history. In that venue, we've had the likes of Adele, Oasis have played. Sir Paul McCartney famously played in 1999. Stevie Wonder played in the Cavern. Benny King. Here on Radio City, we took Jesse J and the Arctic Monkeys to play that venue. It's a great venue, steeped in history. And this week, they will celebrate 60 years with a big, big party at the Liverpool Philharmonic. They've got a big 60s band called the Overtures playing. They're leading up the kind of the lineup for this celebration. But it's going to be great. If you're into that Merseybeat sound and you're into the Beatles, get down to the Phil Sunday and Monday.
Okay, and what's going on in our theatres?
Lots happening theatre-wise. It's kind of back into the swing of things now with the theatres. It was quiet over Christmas with all the pantos that kind of took over. This week at the Empire, Lord of the Dance is on. We sent a couple of our guys to check it out last night. There's a video online, theguideliverpool.com. It's just, think of the River Dance, but 10 times faster and bigger. So that's on until, I think it's Saturday. And then next week at the Empire, you've seen the movie The Commitments.
Yeah.
This is The Commitments musical on stage. First time in Liverpool. Some big, big songs. Mustang Sally is in there. That's going to be great. That kicks off from Monday. At the Royal Court, it's still on. It was all over Christmas. The big Scouse comedy, Scouse of the Rising Sun. The cast of the Royal Court are on this crazy journey to South Korea. Anything goes, check it out. It's meant to be hilarious. That finishes on Saturday. And then also finishing on Saturday is The Star at the Playhouse, which is a celebration of the music hall genre, because the Playhouse was originally a music hall.
Fab. Theguideliverpool.com. That's where you find plenty more videos on all that. Keep off the ciggies.
I will.
I'll be giving tabs on this week in, week out. So it's not just smoke-free Liverpool are on your back. I'm going to be having
Steve Hothersall as well.
I'm going to be having a go on that one. Right. Each and every week, of course, on a Wednesday at 10:30, Jay will join me throughout the course of the year to give you the heads up on the events that matter. But if you want to see some video stuff on it all, it's theguideliverpool.com, including, for some reason, they interviewed me last week talking about the year of sport that it's lies
brilliant.
Ahead.
It's great. You
on
went
Merseyside.
Through every big sporting event.
In super fast time.
You know, I played it to my dad, and my dad didn't know the Open was coming back this year to Southport.
What?
So he was buzzing over that. So
Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, you taught him something.
Excellent. And actually, when it was here last, it was brilliant. Don't start me. Watch the video instead. Jay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, mate.
You're with Radio City. Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.